You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll check out Wisconsin's up north cabin tradition and ask for your memories. First, if you've ever watched the show Shark Tank, you'll know that there are good, bad, and absurd ideas for new products. Well, a Wisconsin high school has launched a program that has students not only thinking about what makes a good product, but also creating and pitching those products to local professionals. Dan Putman is a teacher of the incubator business class at Nina High School, and Luke Meyer and Jordan Settersum are two of his students. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Luke and Jordan, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having us as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Dan, let's start with the basics. Tell us a little bit about the incubator program and why and how you brought this to the school there.
The incubator program is a year-long class where the students use the lean methodology for business to create their own business, and then at the end of the year, pitch their idea in front of Shark Tank-like investors.
And how does this work, Dan, as far as a learning process for the students as opposed to the traditional study, homework, take the test?
The great thing about this class and why I really enjoy teaching it is, as a teacher, I'm actually more of the facilitator. We bring in experts on each subject matter. So if there's a unit on marketing, we actually talk to the community and find marketing experts to come in and teach the kids about marketing. And then the kids are learning about marketing while they're trying to create this business that they're working on. And at the end of the year, they actually have a product or some type of service that they've worked the whole year on creating.
And then, Luke, you and Jordan are on a project together. Do I have that right?
Right, yep.
Okay, well, the two of you, I don't know how you split up the job, but can you hit us with a little sales pitch for the product you're working on?
Sure. So our product is Cord Clip, specifically Cord Clip Mobile, and it provides premium smartphone charger protection at an affordable price.
And Jordan, how did you find a need for this product?
So we kind of discussed like problems that we'd all faced, and we noticed like a lot of people, including ourselves, just had chargers that were breaking on us, and we thought, well, we got to make something to fix this because we don't want to be spending money on new chargers. So if we can fix something that solves the problem, we'd be in good business. So that's kind of how we came up with the idea.
And Luke, was this one of a bunch of ideas? Did you like kind of go through different possibilities?
Sure. Yeah. We actually started off with a list of about 20 to 30 ideas, but narrowed it down as this became more prevalent as we asked around.
And Dan, talk about that process. It sounds like part of the goal here isn't just to brainstorm an idea yourself. It's to go out and assess where there are needs, right?
Correct. One of the first assignments we have is we create what's called a bug me list, and you, in your daily life and people around you, you look for things that causes problems or things that bother people or quote-unquote bug me. And then as you look at those problems, you list them off. And then the students will go out and they'll kind of take some of those things and they'll start doing surveys and asking people, you know, is there enough people or customers for this problem? And then after they kind of figure out, hey, yeah, this is it, like Jordan and Luke were saying, they found that this was probably the most prevalent one for them. And they said, well, let's stick with this idea because this has probably the biggest customer base for us.
And Dan, tell us a little bit about the process here. Did you come up with this incubator idea yourself? Are you borrowing ideas or a curriculum from somewhere else?
No, I did not come up with this. There is a school district in Illinois, in Barrington, Illinois, that came up with this. It's called Incubator EDU. They came up with a curriculum for it, and we found out about it, and we sent a few teachers down there, me being one of them, and we got to see the class firsthand. We just absolutely loved the idea, and we thought it was amazing. And so our school district and our superintendent said, hey, if you guys are so passionate about it, let's give it a go. And so we were able to start last fall.
Jordan, have you ever thought of yourself as an inventor or an entrepreneur before doing this class?
A little bit. I mean, I've always enjoyed like design and engineering, so that's kind of been a big part, but like none of the business side, so it's been interesting just kind of learning that side too, but I wouldn't have seen myself as like an inventor and entrepreneur.
And how about you, Luke?
Sure. So I've been pretty much... Like another thing I do is woodworking or glass engraving. So I've always been sort of an entrepreneur. So I've always seen myself as doing this.
And part of the fun here, and I guess the challenge, is you're not inventing a hypothetical project and you talk about the idea. You have to actually make a thing. What's the process like for that, Jordan, actually making this product you're trying to sell?
Yeah, so we've kind of just started with a couple designs and just kind of going over, like, what's actually going to work. And then once we kind of get that, we're reaching out to, like, manufacturers and people who kind of know what they're doing more than us high schoolers do, and just kind of seeing how we would proceed with going and making it actually. So it's an interesting process going from, like, on paper then actually to a manufacturer.
And, Dan, what kind of facilities do you have at the school? I understand there's a 3D printer the students have access to.
Yeah, we have a lot of great things here. We have many 3D printers. We have laser engravers. I know Luke and Jordan are starting to play with an injection mold machine. We have a lot of things, and the great thing about our school is we're a lot of the teachers in our area that have better expertise than I am are more than willing to help out and give kids the opportunity to use them.
We're talking about a high school business incubator class in Neenah. We have Dan Putnam with us. He's the teacher of that class. And Luke Meyer and Jordan Setterstrom are students participating in incubator. Now, I understand three local people in the business and entrepreneur community came for an event kind of like the Shark Tank TV show. And you had to kind of pitch your idea to them. Luke, what was this like to be in front of some professionals and making the case here?
Sure. So it was definitely a little bit nerve-wracking at the beginning, but after we started going and seeing our investors' faces sort of light up and, like, really understand our idea, it got a lot more smooth, and we gained confidence as we finished.
And Jordan, do you think that having been through this maybe could lead you to be able to do this again in the future, even out of school?
Yeah, I think it's, like, equipped me with some good skills, just how to, like, come up with an idea for a business and, like, how to put that in fruition. So, yeah, definitely.
Is this a fun class, too? I mean, you're getting something out of it. Let's start with you, Jordan. Is this fun?
Yeah, I mean, it's different from your normal class. You're not walking in just sitting in a desk and listening to a lecture. You're actually working on something that you have a passion for, and just makes the class super interesting.
And how about you, Luke?
Definitely fun for me. I love design work, and that's what I've been doing for the last few months, so love it.
And Dan, I mentioned the TV show Shark Tank. One of the students who's been in this before, I guess, was actually on the actual TV show Shark Tank. Can you tell us about that?
Correct. Yeah, there was a student who started his business at a Chicago area school. And then for the last couple of years, he's been working on it, and then just went recently, I think a month ago, on the Shark Tank and actually got money from three sharks on the TV show. So it's kind of one of those great things for us to show the kids that, like, this isn't just a class. Like, it's as far as you want to take it, and you can even go on TV and get $150,000 or whatnot from sharks there.
Do you, Dan, and maybe even students, too, meet with people doing incubator classes outside of Neenah, elsewhere around the country?
Currently, right now, we're mainly just in the Fox cities just because of our, just logistically.
Sure.
We have a lot of people from, like, the Green Bay area and those types of things, but I know some of our groups, because of just where things are located, they've been calling other areas. Some groups, when they're in their very beginning stages of looking at a business idea, were thinking maybe in a bigger city their problem would be more of a problem. So they were calling Chicago, calling New York, and seeing if this idea would be something that people there would like. So they were calling different places. But for the logistics of testing ideas, a lot of times we have to stay in this area.
There's still some school year to go. Jordan, what is next for your project?
We're just finishing up, like, the logistics of our design, and then eventually just kind of going into manufacturing, and then just starting to get feedback on our product and hopefully start selling.
And Luke, if I were in this position, A, I probably would have made a very bad product, but B, I might be getting antsy and wanted to do something new. Do you have? Are you coming up with new ideas as you do this, in addition to the project you're working on?
So, as far as cord clip goes, we're actually looking for, in the future, branching from not only smartphone cables but to computer cables, maybe eventually medical. But there's definitely growth to be had, and there's different avenues to be taken later in the process.
And Dan, as we wrap up, it sounds like this year's incubator class has been a success. Are you going to be doing this more in the future?
Yes, we. I think for us, we as a school district, we see this as what we want education to look like. It's not necessarily a business thing, but it's the idea that kids are able to follow a passion and to do things in the real world and to be out and talking with businesses and to experience those things in this area and at this time in their life is probably just the most beneficial thing for them.
All right. Well, Luke and Jordan, good luck. Dan, good luck with the class. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Neenah High School teacher Dan Putman and two students, Luke Meyer and Jordan Setterstrom. They join us to talk about the Incubator Business Class that has students creating their own businesses and connecting with community professionals.